We're running out of shit, guys. We have 12 years of tigers left on the planet Earth, and that's it.
I didn't even know they measured tigers in years. I figured it was liters, but we're done. Like, if we run out of tigers in 12 years, that's it. They're gone. If we run out of tigers in 12 years, how are your grandchildren going to know what cereal is great? They won't. They'll just be eating and be like, these are good. You have no idea. And I know you're like, thank God the white straight male living in North America is here to tell us all about the troubles in the world. Like, I know that by being in this room, we're the 1% of people on the planet that actually has shit. Like, you live in a very good continent. You know how you know that? You're not on fire right now. And unless you fuck up with the oven, you probably won't be on fire tomorrow. Like, you have a good chance of not being on fire unless you do it to yourself, right? And that doesn't mean you don't have legitimacy in your rage. Don't let anybody tell you that you don't have real problems, because they want to keep you just thankful enough for the little thing you have, the shrinking iceberg that you have, so that you don't fight back. Like, they say first world problems. Sometimes it's legitimate. If you drop your iPhone in the toilet, first world problems. You know, you can't play your video games or whatever. You have to actually ask people as opposed to Googling shit. And you're like, the iPhone's gone. But like, yeah, first world problems. But just because we have running water and teeth doesn't mean we don't have, like, yeah, first world, like, we're essentially a working slave class pacified by thousands of channels and spinning rims and fucking video games. So we don't realize the gap between rich and poor is getting insurmountable. And the bankers have taken everything and stolen all our resources. And the world is being taken apart so rich people can get richer. And they're telling us that every time we fight back, we're going to lose what we have. So first world problems. But let me tell you this, I'd rather fight a lion than the bank. Because at least when you're done fighting a lion, you're either dead or wearing a lion. But the bank will systematically dry fist you in the ass for 35 years for everything you thought you were buying until you finally get sick and need cancer medication and have to get a reverse mortgage. And the bank fucking takes it all back again. At no point during a fight with a lion does a lion go, you know, if you're interested in other lion fighting services, I can have a different lion come over and offer you shit you don't need for the rest of your life. Sure, you're missing an arm, but you own your own hut.
So don't tell me first world fucking problems.